What do your genes say about you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Sasha Dahl, senior lecturer in mathematical ecology at the University of Exeter, examines how genotype and local environment work together during development.
The development of multicellular organisms involves a delicate interplay between genetic and environmental influences. It is increasingly useful to think of developmental systems as integrating available sources of information about current conditions to produce mature organisms. Non-genetic influences in this process often include environmental cues and things like inherited physiology or behavioral traditions, which commonly reflect biologically important parental experiences. But it is underappreciated that genes themselves can act similarly as cues. This happens if there is limited gene flow amongst different environments, so an individual's genotype, its particular set of genes, will statistically correlate with local environmental conditions. In effect, genes provide information that the specific features of organisms they influence have had local success. Also, environmental effects and genetic variation often influence developing organisms in remarkably similar ways, so we argue that it makes sense to think of both genes and inherited physiology as providing informative cues, similar to the environmental cues available during development. Since the developmental integration systems themselves have genetic influences, we expect them to evolve to produce mature organisms that fit well with current social and ecological conditions. We're exploring mathematically how this perspective can help explain weird biological phenomena. For instance, the very fact that an animal exists often suggests that it is likely to already be in a good environment for its genes, because genotypes will be produced at their highest rates where they best fit the environment, and so the majority of individuals sharing a particular genotype will be born in these good places. This simple genetic accumulation bias means individuals often inherit enough information about what's best to do to make it unnecessary to learn anything new during their lifetimes, which helps explain apparently stupid lifestyles, like salmon blindly returning to where they hatched to breed.
That was Sasha Dahl of the University of Exeter. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.